Dear friends, thank you for joining us this week. We continue with our Gnostic lab for practical application. And today, we're going to focus in the mantras Chis, Ches, Chos, Chus, and Chas. This sequence of mantras replicates the five peculiar vowels of nature. And these five vowels are very powerful because they are aligned, connected, they influence, they help develop five of our peculiar centers. We do have, besides these five vowels, we have an additional two. Those happen to be the vowels M and S. But the thing is that we can work on developing clairvoyance by making use of the vowel I. And that vowel I does not sound I, but it sounds like E. We can develop the faculty of clairaudience with the vowel A, the heart center, that is our center of intuition. This is where we can develop our inspiration. We can bring harmony into the vibration of this center with the other seven chakras with the vowel O. In English, O, but it sounds O. And then we have chakras in our lungs. These chakras in our lungs, they enable us to remember past lives, previous incarnations. This vowel A awakens that ability for us to inquire and see within those historic records of nature. And in addition to the vowels E, A, O, U, and A, we have the vowel M. Both the vowel M and the vowel S, they allow our internal centers to vibrate. So this is the way that we're going to be chanting this mantra. Chi. Notice that letter S is allowed to resonate as a very faint sound. It is just the sound that we hear when we can listen closely to a log of wood that has been burning. This letter S is the sound of the fire of our Divine Mother. And for us to replicate the sound, let's allow the air to flow in between the tongue and our teeth without forcing it. Just allow the pressure that you build within your lungs to be enough to make this a very subtle, kind, loving, and compassionate sound. So as you have seen, the sequence Chis, Ches, Chos, Chus, and Chas, they methodically bring harmonic vibration into the chakras of the head. because it is the chakras of the head, the ones that allow us to develop the faculty of clairvoyance. Once we allow those to vibrate in harmony, then we bring the vibration into our larynx with the mantra Ches. Because the chakra of the larynx is also a creative womb. And besides that, it gives us the ability to listen, to hear the ultra of nature. It gives us the opportunity to hear those things that are not perceivable by the ear of the flesh. Now that those chakras in the head and those chakras in the larynx are vibrating in harmony, then we bring the next vibration into our heart, our center of intuition, our center of inspiration. And as our heart, our creative larynx, our chakras in the head are all vibrating in harmony, then we chant, choose. And choose allows our solar plexus, our emotional brain, to start vibrating. That solar plexus is of vital importance because it is the one that receives the solar christic rays of the sun and distributes those rays, that energy, to all of the glands of our endocrine system. So with the chakras in our head, and the chakra in our larynx, and the chakra of our heart, and then the chakra that exists at the very center of our solar plexus, vibrating all in harmony. Then we allow for the vibration of the chakras of the lungs that not only help us remember our past lives, they also allow us, through this subtle vibration, to receive and extract as much prana as we can out of this air that we are breathing. The fact that we are closing this particular sequence of mantras, each and every one of them, with the letter S, that brings an additional level of vibration into our internal centers. It allows us to replicate then that very subtle sound of our Divine Mother, whose name is Sulusi Hisig, our Devi Kundalini, our Divine Eternal Feminine, Tonantzin. So this is what we're going to do. So now that you're here with us, let's go ahead and let's do our practice. So let's allow our physicality just to calm down. We're going to ask you to sit comfortably with your feet flat on the floor. Allow your spine to be straight and just rest your hands comfortably over your thighs. Let's close our eyes and let's take a deep breath in one. Two. One. Two. One. Two. Let's go ahead and relax our physical body. As we are relaxing our body, keeping our eyes closed, acknowledging all those distractions that exist around us, and yet not identifying with any one of them. We will invoke our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you guide us through this exercise. We ask of you, we beg of you that you allow us to continue receiving of your wisdom. We ask of you for the strength that is necessary for diligence and tenacity are so necessary in these particular efforts. And we ask of you to help us focus our objective imagination so that we do not get distracted with mechanical associations of the mind, but that we can rather put our mind into the service of you. To bring relaxation into the body and to bring relaxation into the mind. Let's calm our thinking patterns by making use of the mantra Wu. The mantra Wu is the sound of the wind as it flows through the leaves and the branches of the trees in the forest. So let's allow ourselves to identify with this mantra as we use our objective imagination to see ourselves observing inside a dense forest where the wind flows. And in a superior state of relaxation, let's vocalize the mantras. Chi G Take advantage of this opportunity and focus all of your attention to each one of these magnetic centers in your head, in your larynx, in your heart, in your solar plexus, your lungs, as you verbalize the vowels associated with each one of them. This is an exercise that we can dedicate 15, 30 minutes. But the more we can do, the more effort we can bring into our practice, the most significant is the return that we get. Continue with your practice and bring into it tenacity, effort, consistency, without expecting anything in return. Dear friends, may all beings be happy.